Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's No Condemnation by Pascal and Madiba, starting off the afternoon for us. A very good afternoon to you and a warm welcome to Friday's edition of Spectrum. Yesterday I said it's 5 to Friday because it's so close, but not quite there. And before we knew it, Friday indeed, stepped by. And so a very good afternoon to you, and I trust that you're having a good one. And cruising nicely into your weekend. I'm not starting it alone this afternoon. They always say at some point we always need to acknowledge, as much as we pray every single day, that we need to safeguard the gates with prayer. And so this afternoon I am not starting off alone, because I've got on the line all the way in KZN right now, I believe, Prophet Sibo. Good afternoon, Ma.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Sister Luko. Good afternoon to the viewers at home in the name of Jesus.
Lovely to have you with me this afternoon. I must say, you're quite a busy woman, but to find time on a Friday afternoon, that one, that's a difficult task. I always say when I'm going to do interviews on Fridays, please remind them, because Fridays get extremely hectic.
Yes, it does. But I'm also honored and blessed to be here. And thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Now, Matt, tell me, we're talking open your gates of Gauteng prayer revival coming up soon. Tell us, just give us a bit of a brief. What is it exactly and what is it about?
Well, opening ye gates of Gauteng is the interdenominational call for prayer. A convergence of believers from across the body of Christ to come and prophetically speak to the gates of Gauteng, to say, Gauteng, open ye gates for the King of Glory to come in. We remember in the scripture when David declared this, it was a time where the Ark of the Covenant was returning to Jerusalem, and David declared, open ye gates. And he was not just speaking to the physical gates. He was commanding territorial, spiritual, and atmospheric gates to open for the King of Glory to enter. Mm. And so the same prophetic principle applies to us today as we host this for Gauteng. We are calling the territory to attention, just like the Jerusalem gates. Gauteng has also spiritual gates. So we are speaking to governmental gates. We are speaking to economic gates. We keep speaking to family gates, education gates, health gates, church gates, community gates, personal gate, and we are declaring that it must open. It is a prophetic command that every part of Gauteng must yield and open and align to God's presence. And so this is what is all about.
But Matt, tell me, why is this prayer revival so important for Gauteng and for South Africa right now?
Well, we are living in a season of revival. A time of divine visitation and restoration across the nation. There is a stirring in the spirit. You know, there's been many prophetic voices that have spoken of the coming revival that will break forth from South Africa and spreading through to the nations. And so this movement is part of that wave. We are just igniting cities for revival, declaring that Gauteng will be one of the gates through which the fire of God flows into the rest of the nation. So the Open Ye Gates Prayer Revival is not just an event, Sister Luko, but it's a prophetic act of alignment and preparing the ground for the great move of God that is upon us in the season.
Sure. Yeah. That's really powerful. But let's talk about who exactly is hosting this and what is the vision? What drives it?
Well, the burden was given to Apostle J.T. Yomo, who's my husband. And you will know that revival begins with a burden from God. It starts with a burden. If you remember the story of Nehemiah in chapter 1, verse 3 to 4, we hear Nehemiah saying, when I heard these things, when he heard about the walls of Jerusalem having fallen down, he said, I sat down and wept for some days, and I moaned and I fasted and I prayed. So Nehemiah did not begin, rebuilding the walls. But it began, you know, with brokenness, you know.
Yeah.
So true rebuilding starts with, or when God gives you a burden. The revival always begins with a burden, and a burden for God's presence, a burden for righteousness, a burden for transformation. So, and we are hosting this under the movement called the Rebuilding of the Walls Missions Globally. It is not the name of our church, and intentionally so, because this is not a church thing, but it's partnership with the body of Christ at large.
Mm.
So we are hosting this not just as individuals, but we are in partnership with various churches and intercessory networks. Our vision is all obviously kingdom-centered, you know, to see the church unite in prayer, to see revival take root in our land, and to prophetically dedicate the new year and the new season that is upon us.
You know what makes my heart really smile, Prophet Sibo? It's the fact that, you know, we are at a time, and a friend once said to me, we may be building from different castles, but the fact of the matter is we're building for one kingdom. And
exactly.
for me, every single time we can come together as different congregations in one voice in prayer, that's absolutely beautiful, because we're living in times of division and territorialism. It's this one, my church is better, that church is better. But if we can agree on one thing that we can pray together, man, we're certainly doing something right.
Exactly. It's not about building our names. It's not about, you know, building fame nor fortune, but it's all about the kingdom. And hence we are uniting the body of Christ and saying, let's all come together and just stand in agreement. I mean, there's power in agreement. When we stand in unity, there's power also in unity. And so we stand not representing ourselves, our church and our denominations, but we stand as representative of the kingdom of God, and we stand as stewards of God, stewards of the kingdom.
Sure. But tell me, Mama, what can people then expect when they attend the Open Ye Gates of Gauteng Prayer Revival?
Oh, my goodness. looking at who God has instructed us to bring forth to be the voice in this revival, I can tell you now, they can expect a powerful atmosphere. Of worship, prophetic intercession, and a powerful word. I mean, we've got Ubaba, who is the voice of the nation at this time, whom the Lord has really, you know, raised as a voice in our country, not just in our country alone. Ubaba, Dr. T.A. Ralkhulel,
sure.
I mean, he's coming to speak. So you can actually think, what is it that God has in store for us? Hallelujah. We are excited. You know, we are expecting the move of God. We are expecting that the Holy Spirit will move in our midst. We believe that lives will be restored. We believe that visions will be reignited, and the spiritual climate of Gauteng, you know, will be shifted towards the revival. So yeah, people must come expectant, because it is the season and the time for the move of God.
Now, tell me, we're talking about this revival that's coming, but we're not talking about when exactly it's going to be and how people can support. But let's start there. When exactly is it going to be? Is it a one-day affair? Is it a two-day affair? And how will it look like?
To be honest with you, we are speaking about the day of the event. But in the reality of things, revival has already begun.
Come on.
We can witness that with what is happening in our political space. Corruption is being exposed. You know, God is working. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is working. But we are hosting this in Gauteng on the upcoming Friday, 7 days from now. It is on the 21st of November. We start on the 21st at 6 p.m., and then we will continue on the 22nd, which is a Saturday. We will start at 9 a.m. We will have a session in the morning at 9 a.m., and then a session again in the evening at 6 p.m. again.
And how are these sessions looking like exactly? Is it just a time of prayer and declaration? Is it a time of the word? What am I to expect?
It's a time of prayer. It's a time of declaration. It's a time of the word. It's a holistic gathering. Indeed, we are coming in prayer, but we are coming in prophetic declarations. We are speaking to the gates of Gauteng, and we will be led, as I said, by the servants of God, whom God is using mightily in the land in regards to the revival that is upon us.
Now, tell me, Mama, how can listeners take part? This is both including attendance, and perhaps how can they support the move altogether?
You know, everyone is welcome. Whether you're a pastor, whether you're an intercessor, a worshiper, or just a believer who's hungry for God, we are inviting churches, maybe whom we have not reached, to also partner with us. How it looks like we are using people from different churches. As I said, it's an interdenominational gathering. So we are using people, worshippers, ushering, and all that, intercessors, you know, from different churches who are representing the body of Christ at this point. So we also invite churches whom we have not reached to partner with us, you know, in prayer, ahead of the event, you know, covering Gauteng and the nation. And people can actually reach us if they are interested to also partner. We still have many spaces for people who would want to come, hallelujah, and be part of what God is doing in our province.
And so any contact details, any people we can, you know, hit up socials?
Yes, so we can be found on the number 078-558-5138. It's 078-558-5138. On TikTok, I am Sibo Jomo. We can be reached on that as well. But the number that I've given is for WhatsApp and for calls. For any inquiries, any interest in partnering with us, they can actually WhatsApp that number or call that number.
Thank you so much, Prophet Sibo. We really appreciate this conversation. And thanks for being a blessing in our city, in our province, in our country, and the whole nation at large.
Amen, amen. Thank you for the opportunity. And I hope we'll see more of the body of Christ coming to, you know, take part in what God is doing. Indeed, if God is in the move, we do not want to miss the move of God. And so we are open to everyone that is interested. And thank you again, Sis Luko, for having me on the platform. And thank you for partnering with us into spreading this word of revival that is upon us. May the Lord bless you.
God bless. Thanks. That's Prophet Sibo Dlomo. Be sure to be part of this revival, which she says has already begun.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.